Anger over law enforcement inaction. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Parents and relatives of the victims killed and injured in May's mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, expressing anger over a new report showing a number of failures in the police response after the gunman began firing inside Robb Elementary.
Not one was man enough to go in there. 77 minutes. 77 minutes.
Reports indicate it took that long before police confronted the gunman who was shot and killed. Several investigations into the shooting continue. 19 young students and two teachers were killed. Several members of Congress, including Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and North Carolina's Alma Adams, were among demonstrators arrested today outside the Supreme Court during an abortion rights protest. Capitol Police had warned the demonstrators before taking them into custody. Prosecutors in New York City have dropped charges against convenience store worker Jose Alba, who killed someone during an altercation.
NYPD officials say Alba killed Austin Simon after he went behind the counter at the store and pushed Alba following an argument over a rejected credit card. Alba was charged with second-degree murder for the death of Simon, who was not armed. Many came to Alba's defense, including Mayor Eric Adams and New York City's tabloid papers, with supporters saying Alba was defending himself and should not face charges. Some bodega workers have even called for stand-your-ground laws.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York City. Elon Musk lost his fight to delay Twitter's lawsuit against him as a Delaware judge today set an October trial date, citing the cloud of uncertainty over the social media company after the billionaire backed out of a deal to buy it. The judge saying the delay threatens irreparable harm. Twitter wants the billionaire to make good on his April promise to buy the social media giant for $44 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Border Patrol officials say they made a huge drug bust yesterday.
Patrol agents in California pulling over a GMC on an interstate near Campo, California. They say a driver tried to smuggle 250 pounds of fentanyl, which has a street value of more than $3.5 million. Agents, with the help of a canine, discovered multiple bundles of pills between the car's spare tire and gas tank, the Border Patrol only describing the driver as an adult male. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Britain shattered its record for highest temperature ever registered today, topping out at 104.4 degrees. Forecasters predicted higher temperatures are yet to come. A huge chunk of England remains under the country's first red warning for extreme heat. Well, it's primary today in a state where Democrats outregister Republicans by about 2-1, but Republicans are optimistic in some races.
In Maryland, the Republican primary for governor is a fight between outgoing Republican Governor Larry Hogan's pick, his own Labor Secretary Kelly Schultz, and former President Trump's pick, state lawmaker Dan Cox, who has since deleted tweets about the 2020 election being stolen. Even though Democrats far outnumber Republicans in the state, Hogan has served two terms. The Democratic Governors Association has spent more than $1 million highlighting Cox, as they've done in other races around the country, spending money on ads for the Trump-endorsed candidate. On the Democratic side, former DNC chair and President Obama Labor Secretary Tom Perez is facing author, veteran, and nonprofit executive Wes Moore, who's backed by Oprah Winfrey. State Comptroller Peter Franchot is also in the race. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The crew from Late Show with Stephen Colbert were arrested for being in a congressional office building after hours, but federal prosecutors now say they won't press charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office saying they can't make the charges stick because the crew arrived with an escort, and it can't be proven whether they were able to stay once that escort left. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.